This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1975.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There is all you need in Jesus, won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi there, boys and girls, and everyone else who has joined us for our happy time visit today. We've got a program packed full to the brim again with lots of music, little Susie with her scriptures, a quickie quiz, and a story. Today we're featuring another snake story from Africa called Watch Your Step. Tell me something. Do you have a friend? I mean a really, truly good friend. It's a great feeling to have someone that we can call friend. And our cheerful cousins want to tell you about their friend. Listen.
I have a friend. I'd like for you to meet him. He's the dearest friend I ever knew. I have a friend. I'd like for you to know him. And I know he'll be a friend to you.
Do you know this friend, Jesus? If not, it is our prayer that before this visit is over, you'll be able to say that Jesus is your friend, too. Say, we really haven't had a sing-along yet today, have we? That song by the cousins, I'm sure, was new to you, and you couldn't sing along. Well, 7-year-old Peter J. will take care of the sing-along time for us. He is singing 3 old-time hymns, all to the same tune. I'm sure most of you know the tune and the songs. Sing along.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, because he first loved me. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Child like me, I once was lost, but
Before we leave our sing-along time, let's hear from our Radiant Rachel. She is singing another old hymn, "The Way is Growing Better Every Day."
I'm rejoicing as I travel on to glory. I am happy as I press the upward way. For the Lord has filled my life with countless blessings, and the way is growing better every day. Oh, the way is growing better every day. Oh, the way is growing better every day. I'm rejoicing as I travel on to glory, for the way is growing better every day. I cannot forget the day when I found Jesus at the cross, where all my sins were washed away, nor how graciously his loving hand has led me, and the way is growing better every day. Oh, the way is growing better every day. Oh, the way is growing better every day. I'm rejoicing as I travel on to glory, for the way is growing better every day.
Ten-year-old Calvin has a Bible story in Song Ready about a man who built a boat. Why, it was the biggest boat that anyone had ever seen. Can you guess what his name is? Listen.
With the tap, tap of his hammer and a whir, whir of his saw, special ark without a single flaw. The floods would soon come up, up, up. The rain would soon come down. And all who did not heed God's word would surely, surely drown. Oh, the people laughed and mocked him, but old Noah kept right on. With tap, tap, tap and
today we have our little Susie with her scriptures, but I need to talk to her first because she was telling me about something that she just saw at her Grandma DeVries's. What did you just see?
A mother duck sitting on some eggs, and in a couple weeks, in a couple days, there'll be some little ducks.
The mother duck is sitting on some eggs, huh? Oh. And how many eggs are there, do you know? A whole bunch? They're going to be a lot of little babies. Did you see a pig, too, did I understand? What was the pig doing?
Eating.
What was he eating, do you know? Eating corn? Was it a big pig or a little pig?
Little.
Just a little pig, huh? Oh.
Baby pig.
Oh, a baby pig. Now, do you have some scripture ready for us today from Proverbs? Does it start out, trust?
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thine ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, son, whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. From Proverbs chapter 3.
Now that God has spoken to us through his word, let's take a moment to talk to him in prayer.
I will pray for you.
Father, we want to thank you for your word, the Bible, that we can read openly. We pray just now for those nations where the Bible is a closed book and they're not allowed to read it openly. We pray, Father, for the Christians in that land, for we know that many of them are persecuted for what they believe. They're persecuted because they belong to the Lord Jesus. And so we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in these lands. And we pray that those of us who enjoy the freedom of using your word may not only read it for ourselves, but give it out to others as well. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I will whisper your name in my prayer.
The Bible tells us that we who have accepted Christ as Savior have the blessed hope of seeing Jesus in heaven someday and being with him for all eternity in a very wonderful and beautiful place. Peter and Susan, our delightful duetters, tell us about it in their song, The Unclouded Day.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. An unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of a king and his beauty there. And they tell me that mine eyes shall behold where he sits on the throne that is whiter than snow, in the city that is made of gold. Tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
Don't go away. It's time for a quickie quiz.
It's quickie, it's quickie, it's quickie, quickie quiz. With the boys against the girls, so we're all in a whirl. It's quickie, quickie quiz.
How sharp are you with your Bible knowledge? A mother wrote the other day to say that her 5-year-old does quite well in getting the questions in our quiz. It shows that that family has been doing some Bible studying together. That's great. Well, let's see. We have Pam and Robin for the girls ready to do battle with Calvin and Al. Al and Cal for the boys. And let's see. We'll give the first question to the girls. Now, this is the title of this quiz is Interesting Events in the Book of Acts. Now, some of these questions you ought to be ready with because last summer we took our fellows and gals and our office staff on a 2-day retreat, and part of our time we spent quizzing from the Book of Acts, at least the first few chapters. All right, let's see. Girls, between which two other books do you find the Book of Acts? What books are on either side of the Book of Acts? If you think a moment, I'm sure you'll come up with the answer. Do you know? Robin?
Romans and John.
There you go. Romans and John. Very good. All right, boys, was this book written before or after Jesus went back to heaven? Was it written before or after Jesus went back to heaven? You have an answer?
After.
Al, all right. After is right. Very good. Girls, Jesus told the disciples to wait in a certain place until the Holy Spirit should come. In what city was this place located? In what city? Do you know? You're going to try a guess, Robin? You can't think of it. Boys, do you know, Calvin?
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is the answer. Right. All right, boys, this is your question. One of the first items of business that Peter and the disciples had to handle was the replacement of Judas. Whom did they choose to take his place? Boys? Calvin?
Matthias.
Right. All right, girls, this is your question. When Jesus was being taken up into heaven, the angels made a promise. What was that promise? Pam?
That he sent the Holy Spirit?
No, that wasn't the promise that was given right then. No, Al?
That he'd come again?
That he would come again. That's right. That's the answer I'm looking for. Well, boys, this is your question. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, and the Holy Spirit came according to the promise Jesus had made, an amazing thing happened. The disciples received a very unique gift. What was it? What were they able to do? You know? Al?
Speak in different languages?
They spoke in other tongues, right. All right, let's see. This is the girl's question, right? How many people were added to the church after Peter preached his first message? Robin?
3,000.
Right. And boys, your last question. What did Peter and John do for the lame man who begged an offering from them? What did Peter and John do for that lame man, Cal?
They healed him.
They healed him, right. All right, that winds up our quiz. And oh dear, we have 6 for the boys and 2 for the girls. So it looks like the boys won today.
Hip hip hooray!
Just before we hear from Susan and the choir with a go along with the story song, let me remind you that you're listening to the Children's Bible Hour, a faith missionary ministry on the air since 1942. I hope you'll remember to pray for the millions of boys and girls who are able to hear these visits each week. If you'd like to know more about our ministry, just write to me, and I'll be glad to tell you just what the Lord is doing through the work here at CBH. My address is Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. 49501. All right, Susan, we're ready for your song, and then it will be story time.
Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. To Jesus, He will carry you through.
As a Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through.
To him that o'ercometh, God giveth a crown. Through faith we will come.
Our story for today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Agnes Livesey, has been adapted from material by Elijah Bingham. The name of the story is Watch Your Step. Beneath some shady trees near the home of Elijah Bingham, a missionary of the Sudan Interior Mission in Nigeria, West Africa, sits a group of bright-eyed boys, heartily singing a gospel chorus.
Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little feet, where you go.
Oh, that's fine singing, boys, fine singing. I want you to remember the words of that chorus. You know, many of you have accepted Jesus as your Savior. Your enemy, Satan, doesn't want you to live for Jesus, and he will tempt you to do wrong. You must be careful of what you see, where you go, and what you do. Well, that's the end of our lesson for today. It's time to go. Goodbye now, boys.
Bye.
We'll see you again.
Yeah.
Bye. Goodbye now.
Mr. Bingham, do you have some work for me to do today?
I think so, Samuel. Mrs. Bingham planned to work in her flower garden, so I'm sure she could use your help.
Good. I wanted to talk to you about the lesson this morning.
Oh, what about it?
When I asked Jesus to be my Savior, you told me he would watch over me. Today you said we must be careful of what we see and do and where we go.
Oh, it's true, Samuel, that God watches over you and over me too. But sometimes we disobey him. You see, God will not force us to do his will. He wants us to choose to do what pleases him. We must know his word and be careful to do, to hear, to say, and to see what is good, and go only where he wants us to go. Well, it sounds like Snowball and Sparks are having a great time over something.
Let's see what it is.
Snowball, Sparks, let that go. Let that go. Now, go on. Go on, both of you. Get out of here.
That's
get out of here.
That's a poisonous snake they were playing with.
Step back. Step back. I'll get it with this hoe. There, that got it. Ah, that snake looked harmless and very attractive. You know, Satan often makes sin look attractive, too. But you know, the poison of sin can get into our lives and destroy us, just as one bite from that snake would have destroyed our dogs.
But how can we always know what God wants us to do?
Well, how do you know what your father wants you to do?
I ask him, and he tells me. Oh, I see. But it isn't always that easy with God.
Well, perhaps not at first, but it's rather like walking at night. If we carry a light, we can see the snakes in the path and kill them, rather than step on them and let them bite us. Even so, as we use God's word for a light, he will show us how to walk or live in a way that's pleasing to him and safe for us.
Well, I want to please God always.
Oh, that's good, Samuel. Well, now let's go find Mrs. Bingham and put you to work.
I'm so pleased that you've come to help me, Samuel. I have a lot of studying to do for my Bible classes. So, would you like to weed this flower garden for me?
Yes, Mrs. Bingham.
If you have time when this is done, Solomon would be glad to have you weed the vegetables.
Mr. Bingham,
You
said I could help you sometime in the yard. Could you use me today?
Well, hello, Tiawa. We're eager to get the weeding done. Do you really want to help?
Oh, yes. I'll stay till all the work is done.
Good, good. And you two can work together.
There's another patch of garden on the other side of the house, and it needs weeding, too. You can also work at that. Here are two hoes, boys.
Thank you.
I'll be in my study, boys, if you need me.
Well, we're about half done, Tiawa. You know, some of these weeds would grow pretty flowers if they were left alone. I wonder why people don't let them blossom in their gardens.
I suppose they'd get all tangled up.
What was it Teacher Bingham taught us from the Bible about the field of the slothful or lazy ones? They were all grown over with thorns and nettles. Ooh, prickly thorns and nettles with stinging hairs.
Samuel, I'm tired of hoeing. I want to quit.
We haven't finished yet. And besides, you promised.
I know, but I thought we could take off for a while and play with the other boys. The Binghams are busy studying and won't miss us.
But there's much more weeding to do.
Don't work so hard at it. Just pick the weeds off like this. Don't dig.
If I don't get the roots out, the weeds will grow back stronger. No, Tiawa, I like to play with the boys, but I have work to do.
Ah, you're so stubborn. I'm going. and my garden will look as good as yours when I'm through with it.
There, that looks great. I can go help Solomon now.
Mr. Bingham! Samuel, get Mr. Bingham! Tiawa got a snake bite, a viper. He's hurt bad.
Oh, no.
I'm here. I heard. Ishaya, where is Tiawa?
In the field behind the chapel, teacher. We were playing there.
But I thought Tiawa was with you, Samuel. Well, no matter. Tell Mrs. Bingham to bring the medical kit. I'll take my car. We'll have to get him to the hospital fast.
Oh, Mr. Bingham, you've come back. How is Tiawa?
He's feeling pretty sickly, Samuel, but he'll be all right. He's fortunate to be alive. He was vomiting blood when we got to him. Those vipers cause internal bleeding.
Mr. Bingham, Tiawa wanted me to go play with the boys, too.
Oh?
But I remembered what you taught from the Bible about the lazy one's garden. I'm sorry Tiawa wasn't careful about where his feet went.
Tiawa is sorry too, Samuel. He told me so. But I'm glad you remembered the lesson. And here is something else to remember. When we do wrong, we may call on God to heal and cleanse us from our sin. The Lord has power over the poison of snakes and the poison of that old serpent, Satan, who tempts us to sin.
Give me faith, hope, and courage, precious Lord, precious Lord. Give me faith, hope, and courage, precious Lord, precious Lord. Give me faith, hope, and courage, let me not be discouraged. Give me faith, hope, and courage, precious Lord, precious Lord. Give me strength for this day, precious Lord, precious Lord. Give me strength for this day, precious Lord, precious Lord. Give me strength for this day, lest I fall by the way. Give me strength for this day, precious Lord, precious Lord. Fill me now with thy love, precious Lord, precious Lord. Fill me now with thy love, precious Lord, precious Lord. Fill me now with thy love, send it down from above. Fill me now with thy love, precious Lord, precious Lord.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's exciting story and also learned a good lesson from it. Be careful of where you go and what you do. You've been listening to the Children's Bible Hour. I hope you'll join us again next week, same time and station. Don't forget my mailing address, Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'd like to hear from you this week. Bye now.